Trump has already brought the situation to the point where even partners, close partners, trusted partners of the United States are afraid to share intelligence with Washington so that it does not end up in Moscow's hands. Through Washington, it would not end up at Moscow's disposal. And they are already very close to this there. And Israel, and the Saudis, and English-speaking countries, which form an alliance called the Five Eyes, that is Australia, the United Kingdom, Canada, New Zealand, but the US was also part of it. And they are ready to reconsider the protocols for exchanging intelligence data. The Pentagon no longer inspires confidence in them as a possible secret ally of Moscow's scorpion cancer. And at the same time, there is a frantic search for reasons that force Trump into such strange, absurd, suicidal behavior, which indeed, in just 2 weeks, buried the beautiful legend of the headquarters. Of course, every day something new emerges. Some new detail, some new explanation, but so far everything revolves around Trump's old sins and the eternal capabilities of the Russians. Such sins to catch, accumulate, and then use them for blackmail. Well, in particular, it is known that in the 1990s, Trump flew to Moscow at the invitation of the USSR ambassador to the United States, Dubinina, and returning from Moscow, the then unfortunate and suddenly bankrupt Trump suddenly receives loans from 16 banks and without bargaining buys the Plaza Hotel for $407 million. A record price for a hotel at that time. In general, Vector, unfortunately, Trump's, despite the fact that he occasionally makes some gestures out of old habit towards the civilized world, Trump's Vector is bad, really bad. And the French senator, Claude Malhuret, he delivered, of course, a brilliant speech, saying that Washington has turned into Nero's court. The emperor arsonist, obedient courtiers, and a jester intoxicated with ketamine, responsible for purges in the state apparatus. And he also says that, yes, this is an army. This is a tragedy for the free world and for the United States itself. And Trump's message in general is unequivocal. Being an ally of America is pointless because it will not protect. It deem when to betray and become an ally of the dictator who attacks. And Malhuret, the wisest senator of France, we waged war against a dictator, and now we are fighting a dictator who is aided by a traitor. Such a speech was delivered, and Trump, of course, a little upset, already sensed trouble brewing personally for himself. And even China, it must be said, China has already started to wrinkle its nose disdainfully at the smell of trouble from Trump. And Trump briefly played the thunderer, promised Moscow big troubles, but indeed, right after the big troubles, as if someone pulled him by the coattails or the yellow sock, he immediately spoke again. Nonsense, monstrous, and shameful talking about how good Putin is and that he didn't want to attack. At the same time, Trump made a not entirely reasonable slip saying that Russian orcs are now breaking into Ukraine. And this only indicates that independent and sober source, he has no sources about what is happening even at the front, as he didn't have them before. Not only are they not available to American intelligence, but Trump consumes mostly lies from someone's hands. In reality, the front remains as it was, and the bad situation is only in one place in the Kursk region. There, indeed, for the armed forces of Ukraine. The situation is complex and unpleasant. The orcs are bypassing Sudja there, but no one is able to determine how much is in the frontline information. At the moment, it is too fresh. It is impossible to sort out how much of it is panic, how much is lies, and how much is reality. And if this is really happening, then it is a direct consequence of the 15-fold numerical advantage of the Russian forces. They, as always, rely only on their readiness to overwhelm everything with their... In general, check out my Telegram channel. There's a short, not scary, suitable even for ladies and children. Nevertheless, monstrous, as they say nowadays, video clips. You can't see bodies there. It's avalanches. Avalanches, endless pyramids of black bags. And of course, the clock of the war launched by Putin keeps ticking, counting approximately 10 in Russian corpses per minute. And it's clear, judging by the fact that everything is in bags, all these are endless corpses, that even zinc coffins have become a privilege only for officers, and ordinary orcs are simply bagged, stacked in piles, and sent off to their former places of residence. In the video, the 83rd Separate Guards Air Assault Brigade, this is Usurysk and Nachena, very recent footage from March 2005. And we see that almost the entire brigade is already bagged,